Proclamation number 8247 of 20th of August, 1962. Few people know about the plan of salvation. It is only a small part of humanity to whom I can impart the knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, for the majority has no bond with me because they lack love and faith. Only those people will ever have knowledge of my plan of salvation, which includes the return of the spiritual substance which once fell away from me, who, in an earnest will to know the truth, ask questions about the meaning and purpose of their earthly life. They will also receive a truthful answer, and thus all spiritual correlations and people's relationship with their God and Creator will also be explained to them, which then also includes my eternal plan of salvation. But how few seriously deal with such questioning thoughts, and thus it is only a small flock to whom I can communicate myself directly or through messengers, and they will mostly be regarded as eccentrics and ridiculed by their fellow human beings. But the latter no longer go blindly through earthly life, but they live it consciously. They pay attention to themselves and their surroundings. They also pay attention to world events, and they recognize the time in which they live and know that the plan of salvation will be carried out by me as it was established in my wisdom and love. For I have known from eternity the time when people's low level can no longer be surpassed. I have known since eternity about people's will and when the day will come which will put an end to people's disenchanted activity as well as my adversary's activity. And as it has been decided, it will also be carried out, and therefore my predictions can certainly be expected. Only you humans will not know when this day is, and even the few who have knowledge of my plan of salvation will remain uncertain until the end, but nevertheless recognize by the signs of the time what the world clock has struck. Yet they will not be able to count on faith and understanding that people live in the lost days and face a final decision. For anyone who has no knowledge of the spiritual kingdom, who only sees the final goal in the earthly world of life, has deaf ears and blind eyes, and in no way will he make an effort to live responsibly, precisely because he does not believe and because love has also grown cold amongst people which could kindle a light in them. And thus only a hustle and striving for earthly gain can be recognized on earth. The body is considered and every thought only applies to its comfort and the fulfillment of earthly wishes. People have no room in their hearts for spiritual thoughts. They are inwardly empty and the souls are in great distress. But nothing else can happen from my side but to repeatedly point out to these worldly people the life which will come afterwards when they have to leave their earthly body. But whether they are presented daily with the sudden departure of fellow human beings, whether they hear of catastrophes or accidents which suddenly take many people away, they only take indifferent note of it and rather believe that with the death of their body they sink into nothingness. Nor can they be given any evidence that their thinking is wrong. But with an earnest will they could come to believe in a continuation of life, but they lack it. However, my plan of salvation is being carried out, and time and again I convey this knowledge to people so that they can take a stand themselves if they don't reject my messengers and willingly but think about what is proclaimed to them by them. Time and again I try to rouse weak or ignorant people from their spiritual lethargy, and I pursue every human soul with my love and want to help it gain a glimmer of realization so that it may take refuge in me in hours of greatest adversity. And it will still be helped in its last hour, yet it must take the path to me itself. It must appeal to me for help and mercy in its weakness. It must want to be saved before it is too late. For the day is set, and it will be kept, and it will come as it is proclaimed by word in Scripture. Amen.